Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Oh man, Jaira, you are more than enough. God, our ultimate provider. Beautiful song coming from Elevation Worship, featuring Maverick City. And I did say my guest in the studio this Friday afternoon, it's as a man of God. How are you, Pastor Emmanuel?
I'm blessed.
Yeah,
I'm
good
blessed.
To have you here.
It's a blessing.
Yeah, God is good, man. So just to briefly let the listeners know how you and I met. So I was invited to come minister at your church, actually, the first time.
Yeah.
It was it a Wednesday evening? I don't remember if it was Wednesday or Friday.
No, it was a Friday.
Yeah. And you didn't even know me.
Yes.
You just heard about me.
Yeah.
And, you know, you gave me a platform to minister at your church. And that was like, is it 2 years back?
Yeah, 2 years back.
2019.
Yeah,
2019. Yeah. And I've been meaning to have you here. And finally, God makes it happen.
We thank God.
Yeah.
The doings of the Lord.
Amen. I must say, I was so excited to hear you preach once again. I've never heard you preach, actually.
Yeah.
But on Sunday, I was invited to your church.
Wow.
And the message... Ach, man, it was sharper.
We bless God. We bless God.
So this afternoon, you are teaching us the word of God on the book of Exodus, chapter 24, verse 12 to 18.
Yeah.
Can I read it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Exodus 24 from verse 12 says, "The Lord said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and commandments I have written for their instruction." Then Moses set out with Joshua, and Moses went up on the mountain of God. He said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we come back to you. Aaron and Hur are with you, and anyone involved in a dispute can go to them." When Moses went up on the mountain, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
For 6 days, the cloud covered the mountain, and on the seventh day, the Lord called to Moses from within the cloud. Do I read until 18?
Yes.
Okay. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. Then Moses entered the clouds as he went on up the mountain, and he stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. What a powerful word. So let's get into it.
Right.
How, you know, what is it like to wait on God? Here is Moses. The Lord said, "Wait for me here."
Good.
And he waits. Not day one, nothing happens.
Wow. When you look at the scripture we've just read, it's a very powerful scripture that brings out a whole lot of revelation that we can learn from. You see, as Christians, God wanted us to learn something right from what happened between him and Moses on the mountain. And it's a revelation of the power of waiting upon the Lord. Now, when you take it from verse 12, you see, the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and stay there." Other versions says, "Wait there." You see, there is a price to pay when you want to have a divine encounter with the Lord.
Yeah.
And it comes through the art of waiting.
Sure. And that is the most difficult thing, right?
That is the price.
Because the flesh says, no, go down. You've been here for 8 hours. Nothing happens.
That is it.
Sure.
You see, the whole thing is, if we want to have that encounter with God, there is always a price to pay. And that price is waiting on him.
Sure.
And the difficult aspect of it is because we are flesh. And our flesh does not understand the spiritual language of waiting upon the Lord. So it becomes your number one hindrance to waiting upon God.
Sure.
Therefore, if you want to have that divine encounter, that flesh must be broken. And there
it
is
must
no
die.
It must die off.
Sure.
There is no other way to break your flesh than through the process of waiting.
Sure.
So waiting upon God, it breaks your flesh in order to prepare you to meet him when he shows up.
Sure. And waiting, Pastor, we're talking about waiting for that job you are praying for.
Definitely.
Waiting for a breakthrough.
Definitely.
Your healing.
Definitely.
Deliverance.
Definitely.
Whatever you're waiting for.
Definitely.
Sure.
In view of that, God has promised you that he's going to show up. You see, God showing up is your miracle.
Amen.
And for you to receive that answer, for you to receive that miracle, you need to go through, bear the pain. That is why I said it's a price. You got to pay. So don't be in a rush. Waiting upon God constitutes certain components. Faith is number one.
Amen.
You need to have faith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And coupled with a faith, cometh hope. There should be an expectation.
Yeah.
Coupled with a hope, then comes with time.
Yeah.
You see, the aspect of it is that faith, hope, and time, they must work together when you are waiting upon the Lord. Why do you need faith? Because one, you do not know when God has promised he's going to show up.
Sure.
So you must still be there as long as he has promised you or told you that, wait for me, I'm going to come back. Because he has not specified a time of his comeback, it requires faith for you to be there.
So Moses waited.
He waited. Look, when God told him to come up the mountain, you see, God could have talked to him. God could have given him that revelation.
Yeah.
But God wanted Moses to experience the price. It comes with a price. The price is to climb up the mountain.
Sure.
You see, so in our natural sense, it is that process where your flesh dies.
Yeah.
Climbing that mountain up to the top where God
sweating,
is.
You are sweating, you are tired.
You can imagine.
You need to drink
you
water.
You can imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
If we take it in the literal sense, imagine climbing a tall mountain.
Yeah, and then he says, wait for me there, and he doesn't show up.
He doesn't show up. So imagine. So Moses had to go through, pay that price. Now, when he got there, God was not there. Now, God was looking to this man. Will he still be there to pay the price? But one thing that helped Moses to still remain was that his faith kept him there.
Amen.
He knew that the God who has promised to show up
will definitely show up. So I think sometimes we doubt God.
That is it.
Because when God says, Paul, wait for me, I'll give you that job, I'm doubting.
That is it. You see, we get to know that, yes, God will come through, but sometimes...
we try and help him.
You see?
Yeah.
And we get to realize that, oh my God, help us. We try to speed up God's time.
The process. Sure.
It becomes naturally difficult when you don't know when a person would return, when he's promised you that
that they're coming back. Yeah, because I'm thinking it like a child.
That is
my father going to work at the mines and saying, I'm coming back.
And three months, four months, he's not
coming back.
So it creates that tendency to worry, to be despaired, to go through all that irritations and uncomfortable situations. So that is where we fail.
Yeah.
You see, because during those times, temptation sets in. It could be that now you want to give up on the waiting.
Sure.
Because after all, you've been here for a whole lot of time and nothing seems to be happening.
Sure.
So you are tempted to wait. You are tempted to give up.
Yeah.
You are tempted to pull away. But Moses still remained there. The first day, God did not show up.
Sure.
Second day. Third day. Fourth day. If it was to be any of us, we would have given up long time.
No, first day, Pastor, I'm sure would have
right from
went
first
down
day.
The mountain.
I mean, and we would have been justified to talk to God about it, telling him that, God, you know what? I showed up. You told me to climb the mountain, get to the top. I was
and
there.
You were not there. Sure. And this reminds me of the story of Abraham.
Good.
When God said he must come and sacrifice his only son. And he did it. He did not doubt.
You see now?
Sure.
Faith is that component that will keep you to the end when you are waiting.
Sure.
And it is what is going to bring the results out. And as you are waiting in that element of faith, then cometh hope, expectation. So hope and faith work together.
Sure.
Do you get the whole context?
I get you. Sure.
So now it is what we need to learn to understand that how does it look like when one is waiting upon the Lord? Now you must understand that it is a price you have to pay.
Amen.
And there are certain things you cannot receive from God unless you have waited on him. So many of the things that we are asking God literally through prayer is good, but the reason they are not coming through is because certain deeper things cannot come through just by reciting few words of prayer.
Sure.
It comes by spending time with the Lord, making time and spending time with God through waiting.
Before you elaborate more on waiting and spending time with God, family, I have Pastor Emmanuel Seki in studio with me this afternoon. If you have any question as we are talking, you're welcome to drop me a WhatsApp message. I'll send us a voice note, 0826572729, our Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line, 082-657-2729. Drop me a voice note, send a message. If you have any questions or you have a testimony to share regarding waiting on God, or you know, you just want to comment, he's here, you know, let's interact. 0826572729. Drop us a voice note or send us a WhatsApp message. So you brought in another amazing thing.
Yeah.
Spending time with God.
That is it.
It's one thing to wait for him.
Yes.
But you need to spend time with him.
You see, what we have failed, or what we fail to do as Christians is that, you know, God is looking for a relationship.
Amen.
God is looking for a relationship. And we get to have and develop that relationship much more through the habit of waiting.
Yeah.
Today, Christians have made waiting to be an occasional thing or once in a while thing.
Mm.
But it should be a daily habit.
Mm.
We should not get into waiting when we are in for certain specific things.
Mm. Mm.
It should become our lifestyle.
Yeah.
The reason is God has much to give us.
Mm.
God has much to deliver to us.
Mm.
God has much to show us. But we are failing to tap into the deeper dimensions of God because we lack that ability to wait.
Mm. We are always in a hurry.
We are always
comparing
in a hurry.
Ourselves with other people.
That is it.
Sure.
We are always. You see, God told Moses, when you get to the mountain, wait there.
Hey.
Now we get to the mountain. And we are...
I'm at the mountain, but I'm on Facebook. I'm looking at my time. I'm looking at my friends, at my neighbor.
We just want to... Sure. We are in a hurry to leave. Even at the presence of God, when we go to churches, you see, we just want to do everything in a hurry and just leave.
Sure. It's like we are so used to God that we
that
don't...
That is it. That is
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And it
think,
is how we miss
we
it.
We know him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is how we miss it.
Sure.
So we need to, if we want to tap into the deeper dimensions of God, it comes through waiting and waiting upon him. Spend time with him. Make time.
Sure.
Make time. You see, the Bible says they that wait upon the Lord shall renew
Amen.
Their strength.
Mm.
Now you see, renewing your strength is not just by prayer.
Mm.
Waiting is bigger than prayer.
Mm. And we're not saying people must pray. But spend time.
The waiting must be there.
Sure.
Because whilst you are waiting, prayer definitely will happen.
Mm.
But then when you just pray and say one or two things and leave the presence, you might miss a whole lot of things.
Sure.
There are so much that God wants to do. But you realize that, and it takes time.
Mm.
It takes time. The reason it takes time is, you see, when God wants to really affect you in his presence, with his power, the flesh must die.
I get
and
you.
The flesh takes time to die.
Sure. So that's why the waiting is long.
It's long.
I get
so
you.
It must go through that process where it dies in order for you to experience the power of God in his presence.
Because sometimes someone will say, I've been praying for a husband, but God is busy.
That is
Your
it.
Your attitude is dying.
Oh my God.
Respect.
That is it.
God is developing so much
that
in you
it.
That you don't realize. Your temper problem.
My God.
The flesh must die.
Many things happen whilst we are waiting.
Mm.
I remember one time the Lord told me that, Emmanuel, don't come to me for sermons.
Sure.
But come and spend time with me.
Mm.
At the end of it, you will know what to go talk about.
Amen. That's powerful.
You see, so what you are looking for, what God is actually, the purpose of God for your life, you see, it gets to happen whilst you are waiting on him, whilst you are spending time with him.
Yeah.
We are I would say that we much concerned about how quick we want to get out of our problems.
Mm.
But God is not concerned about how quick you want to get out of your problems, but he's more concerned about your character.
Sure.
In your problem.
Mm. Amen.
Do you get what
I get you?
So God is not much as some may wait. You made an example waiting for a husband.
Yeah.
You see, yes, you want the husband. God has heard that.
Yeah.
But you see, there are so many things you get to realize that such a person looking for a husband does not have the character to keep a husband.
I get you. So God is busy working on your character, that your attitude.
Many things must die.
The flesh must die. I get you.
See, so by the time you are through spending time with him, you come out differently. You see, nobody spend time with God and come the same or remain the same.
True.
When Moses left the mountain, Bible said his face was glowing like God.
Sure.
You cannot spend time with God for that long and be the same.
Yeah, something in you changes.
You realize that as you are looking for the husband and you spend time with God, a whole lot of things develop and get straightened up inside you.
Sure. Even that person at work that you were not talking to,
love
them. You bring them gifts.
Everything changes.
I get you.
Now, you get to see that when that husband comes, you have the capacity to handle him.
Amen.
And it will be a blessing. So let us not rush our times with God. Let us not rush our processes with God. Take time. Go through the process of waiting. It is a price you must pay.
Amen.
If we want to dig deep into the anointing of God, into the power of God, it is a price we must pay.
Yeah.
And the reason we are not experiencing all of this is because most of us don't want to pay the price.
Sure.
We want to get the blessings, but we don't want to pay the price. So if we want to grow in God, I encourage more waiting upon the Lord. Whatever thing you are waiting upon the Lord for, believe him for it. Trust in him. Hold on to him.
Amen.
Yes, you do not know when it's going to show up. The miracle is going to turn up. But believe, he has given you his word that as you wait, he will show up.
Yeah, true.
And it is what we have to set our minds on.
Sure. Family, this afternoon I'm with Pastor Emmanuel Seki in the studio. If you have any question, comment, do drop us a WhatsApp message, a voice note, 0826572729 0826572729. We are talking about the power behind waiting. Waiting on God, not rushing God for answers, not looking at other people, but waiting, trusting him, and spending. I love, you know, the spending time with God. I love Psalm 91 verse 1. It says, he who dwells,
that dwells,
that dwelling place.
You see, that is where we miss the scripture. You see, the Bible said he who dwells, but most of us visit.
Yeah, we don't dwell.
We don't dwell. We visit.
We go in and out. Yeah,
but he who dwells. You see, so the blessings of Psalm 91 is for the one who dwells in the presence.
Sure.
You see, in the presence of God, God told Moses, in my presence is all my goodness. So every good thing that you want, that is why sometimes when you pray, when you are in a hurry and you leave God's presence and you say one or two prayers, you see, I'm not saying that you don't get to receive what you ask
for, it's wrong to do it.
You see, but the thing is, most of the times we hardly receive those things.
Sure.
Why? Because God actually said all of his goodness, the peace, the joy, the good health, the strength, all of these things dwell in his presence.
Amen.
And you can tap them when you are in the presence.
Amen.
Do you get that?
Most
of the times we are praying for things that we should rather be receiving as we are dwelling in the presence. And we just want to just tap them, ask for them and leave.
That's why some people would say, I did not even pray for this thing. You know, I was trusting God for something else.
And
it's like you're attracting blessings.
Jesus says, seek first the kingdom
of God and his righteousness.
And all other things will be added. See, the seeking first is the dwelling in the presence.
Amen.
As you are in the presence, all other things comes to you. You don't pray for them. You don't ask for them. Because the things that you want to ask and desire for, they're already in the presence. Do you get that? So already you are in it. So as you are spending time dwelling in the presence, those things are already given to you. Do you get the whole thing? So there is no need. So as you are saddened by the issues of life, overwhelmed by the challenges of life, that joy, that peace, that anointing to lift your burden, as you are in the presence spending time, the presence lifts off the heavy burdens upon you.
Amen.
And it replaces it with the joy, because in the presence is the fullness of joy.
True.
So it infiltrates your spirit.
Yeah.
Do you get that? So by the time you are done and leave, you leave with a light load. Yet you came in with a heavy load.
Sure.
But if you should just come in, Lord, I'm depressed. Help me take this burden out of me. I thank you. I know you've done it in Jesus' name.
And then you go watch the soap or eat.
And as you leave the presence, you can still tell you are still heavy burdened.
Sure. Nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed. Because that thing can only be removed. The heaviness can be removed by the power of the presence.
And I think we're running out of time. At 5 now, just in a minute, I need to read the 5 o'clock news. When we come back from the news, I need you to explain this spending time, the dwelling.
Definitely.
I think some people don't really understand what it means to spend time with God. Do you mean I must pray for six hours straight? Do you mean
Definitely.
I must sleep and play some gospel music?
We're gonna get
so
that.
The Definitely. Listeners must...
Definitely. Definitely.
Family, we're going to go for news at 5, and I still have Pastor Emmanuel. Keep the messages coming in as I read the news. If you have any question, comment, drop us a voice note or send a message, 082-657-2729.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM. Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
Radio buzzing of life right here on 657 AM. We are also on DSTV 882. Do visit our website www.radiopulpit.co.za. I'm still having Pastor Emmanuel Saki, in the studio. He's my guest. We're talking about the power behind waiting on God and spending time with Him. And our scripture reference is the book of Exodus, chapter 24. We read from verse 12 until verse 18. Pastor, someone sent a message asking for prayer, but I believe before you leave the studio, around 25 past 5, I'll let you lead us in prayer.
Definitely.
Asking for prayer to cover his son and I believe it's the daughter Bridget under the blood of Jesus. Your message is noted. Michelle sent a message to say, Pastor, I hear you. My name is Michelle Dudoy from Kegwood in the Eastern Cape. My question is, my husband and I are struggling for 9 years, to having a child. We both are saved. We are born again. My question is there anything that we had not done in our past that our prayers are not reaching God? We do everything right, and we are very obedient in the works of God, but still we struggle for children. Or must we forget and just stay in Jerusalem? Please, Pastor, pray for us. We are getting old. Michelle, you are in our prayers. Pastor, what can you say to Michelle?
All right. Michelle, your question right now, I have just received a word in my spirit concerning Samuel, Hannah.
Sure. That's a powerful scripture.
As you were talking, the spirit of God just dropped within my spirit. The concept of Hannah
waiting on God.
For that. I understand your situation, and God understands our humanity, expressing our challenges, but like I said before, when you are waiting upon the Lord, I can feel the price that you are paying.
Sure.
That is why you
for
are able,
9 years.
9 years.
It's like being at the top of the mountain waiting.
Definitely.
Sure.
But I want to tell you that, don't give up.
Amen.
Do not give up.
Mm.
You see, God has not promised the time He will return.
Amen.
But He has assured you that...
To wait for Him.
Wait for Him.
Yeah.
And in your waiting, you have a request. You want a child.
Mm.
Keep on doing what you're doing. But I want us to track something from what Hannah did.
Sure.
Hannah was a barren, and she was also waiting for The child. Several years.
Yeah, many other women. I'm thinking of Sarah, Elizabeth.
You see, a lot.
Yeah.
So, you see, when you are waiting upon the Lord, there is a certain attitude that you need to keep up whilst you are waiting.
Mm.
And it's what I want my people to, Michelle, to grab from Hannah.
Amen.
You see, when Hannah was waiting upon the Lord for a child, the house of God became her personal home.
Mm, it was her dwelling place.
That is it.
Yeah, she frequented the house of the Lord more.
More and more.
Mm.
You see, God watches you whilst you are waiting. It's not that you have to do something unique in order to buy him to give you
I
the request.
You. Amen.
But then your attitude also counts whilst you are waiting.
Mm.
Hannah was being watched by the Spirit of God.
Mm.
And she dedicated her life to the house of God.
Mm. And even dedicated the unborn child to God.
That is
to
it.
Say, if you give me a son, I'll give him back
to
you.
You get that?
Yeah.
So now, as she dedicated herself going to the house of God every now and then, she again entered into a covenant with God. You see, she did a whole lot of processes. When you read 1 Samuel 2, you see, the whole chapter, she covered 9 processes, but none of them moved God up until she made a covenant with the Lord.
Sure.
That when you give me this child, I will give it back to you. There are certain things that moves God.
Sure. Mm.
God is moved when sacrifices are made.
Sure. Mm.
When covenants are made.
Mm.
He's a covenant-keeping God.
Amen.
You see, what would strike God is when a man enters into covenant with him.
Mm.
You see, it is a challenge of his... It is a challenge you throw to his character.
Yeah, yeah.
And God loves such challenges. Mm. When Hannah covenanted with God, it moved God.
Sure.
That was the last process of her waiting upon the Lord, her attitude.
Mm.
Immediately was when Samuel came into the picture.
Mm.
So I will encourage my sister, Michelle, continue to wait upon the Lord.
Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord.
Sure. It wait on that mountain.
Mm. Believe me.
Sure.
Be there.
Mm.
Hannah did not know when the Lord would show up.
True.
My sister, Hannah used to go to the mountain of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, over and over. Bible said, and each and every year, she will go up there, expecting. But when she goes, nothing happens.
Sure.
For several years.
Mm. It's also that story of the woman who was told that by this time next year,
you will,
the Shunammite woman.
Yeah, and the Shunammite.
Because
that is
also
the same
for
thing.
Years, she was
that
trusting.
Several.
Mm.
You see, it is the price you are paying. But I want you to understand that your request is not bigger than God.
Amen. Mm.
God is watching you.
Mm.
I will encourage you, as you want God to give you a child, spend time with children.
Sure.
Find other people, kids, and
love
be a blessing
them.
To
yeah,
them.
Yeah, sure.
Be a blessing to them. As you bless others, God will give you yours.
Amen. Sure.
And I strongly believe that as you hold on to your faith,
hey, God will do it for you.
Be positive in that atmosphere.
Mm.
There will always be Satan coming in the picture whenever you step into waiting.
Sure.
Anybody who tries to wait upon the Lord,
there's destruction. Or every time you have that pregnancy test, the devil says, you see, it's negative. Nothing will happen.
You must hold on to the word of the Lord.
Amen.
God has promised results to anyone who waits. So hold on to it.
Hold on, Michelle. Hold on. Yeah.
Don't count the years.
Don't let 9 years.
That is it. Don't count the years. Mm. But count the expectation that God is surely going to show up.
Amen.
If you begin to look at the years, you will get sidetracked.
Mm.
Satan will give you the suggestion of the years.
Mm.
It is the language of the devil.
Sure.
Don't look to the number of the years, but look to God.
Amen.
You see, Paul said, let us look unto Christ, the author and the finisher
of our faith.
The one who has begun your faith, that motivated you to go into waiting and to trust him.
Mm.
It is him that you must look, not the number of years.
Mm.
The number of years can discourage you.
Sure.
God doesn't work with years.
Imagine Abraham and Sarah.
that we can't even count.
Sure.
Several years over 90 something is when God showed up.
Sure. You know, also just, you know, this came to my mind. I was watching the news this past week. Naomi Campbell, a well-known a model, and she's 50.
Yes.
And the God only remembered her now.
That is
in
it.
In her 50s.
I heard that too. I checked that out. And you see...
Sure.
You see, such people have greater testimonies.
Sure. Wow.
Greater testimonies. You are not only just being prepared for that child. God is actually grooming you to be a bigger testimony.
Sure. Wow.
That is it.
Sure. And it's, and also for everyone else who's expecting something.
That
you know,
is it.
Whether it's a job,
hold on to God.
Yeah,
hold on
healing.
To God.
Hold on to God.
I will always tell you, look to God. Look to God. As you look to God, your faith is built up more.
Sure.
He's the answer. He's going to give it to you. God does not lie. God does not lie, and He will never lie.
Sure.
Never make room for doubt. Praise God. Thank God. Every day.
Do
declare
good.
It.
Yeah.
I know, I see my blessing coming in. Father, act out by faith.
Amen.
You are asking for a child, you are looking for your job, declare it. Don't declare it as though it could be. Declare it as though it is.
Sure, I hear you.
Let faith come out. Confess that faith. So my sister, you may be waiting upon the Lord is good, but confess it. Remember, Paul says that, you see, unto salvation. Confession brings the salvation.
Amen.
In our heart, we believe. But it is not enough to bring the salvation. The power to save comes when you confess.
Sure.
So confess your faith every morning as you wake up.
Hey.
Lord, I'm trusting you. I know. I see my child.
I believe.
It is done. It is done. I thank you. And live a thankful life.
Amen.
And my sister, you wake up and you realize a whole lot of things happening.
One day I'll be receiving a WhatsApp message from
her testifying.
I'm telling you. About the goodness of
God. I'm telling you. The chairman of our church actually waited. The wife got pregnant at the age of 53. They had been praying for a child, many years.
Sure.
And this man of God prays for others and then
they receive.
And he's
sometimes
able.
Men of God, it confuses me there that you'll be working for
it.
God and serving.
That is it.
And other people say, "Pop, please pray for me." And you pray for
that
them and say,
it.
"Women of God, I have two
you
contracts.
See,
I don't know which one to sign."
Believe me.
And I'm like, "But God, what about me? Remember
that
me."
That is it.
Sure.
And to our surprise, it just surprised the whole church.
Sure.
The chairman of our church came out with three.
Sure.
The wife said after her program, she started to feel uncomfortable.
Sure.
Something within her body.
Yeah.
She went to the hospital. The doctor said, "Woman, you have triplets in your stomach."
Not even one
Not
child,
even
but
one.
Triplets. Sure.
That's
how
the
good
miracle.
God is.
53 years
Amazing.
Waiting. When they got married in their 20s, 30 years without children.
Sure.
Just 50, at the age of 53, triplets.
So we
time.
Should hold on.
Hold on to God. Don't look too.
Yeah.
The time.
Yeah.
Focus on what God wants you to do.
Amen.
Have that right attitude.
Sure. Pastor, we're running out of time. Quickly. How do teach us how to wait?
Good.
Spending time with God. How do I spend time with God? Do you mean I should pray for 3 hours straight? How do I spend time with God? Yeah.
Spending time with God, one, it requires time.
Yeah.
You must make time.
Yeah.
What happens within the making of the time is what I want to talk about.
Okay.
If you are in a hurry, you wouldn't be able to enjoy.
You also feel empty because
that
you were in a hurry.
Hurry.
I was in a
that
hurry. I drop off kids at school. I'm quickly coming here.
It.
So,
that is it.
Yeah.
Make it a time. At least Jesus said you could not even wait or pray for 1 hour.
Hey.
Let 1 hour be the least.
You know, Pastor, as you're talking,
Good.
Something drops in me. We always make time for people. I'm invited to a friend's party tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
It's already in my diary. I know that from 1 up until 6, I'll be at the party. But when it comes to spending time with God, I have excuses.
That is it.
So I can mark it in my diary to say Saturday, 2 to 6.
It requires discipline.
I'm spending time with my
you
father.
You must be disciplined with that. So set the time, make up the time. That is why Jesus said, when you enter your room, shut the doors.
Hey.
Be there alone.
Hey.
Make that time.
Mm.
Now, in the course, as you've made the time, now waiting upon the Lord comes in so many ways. The Bible said that David stated in Psalm 46:10 that be still and know
that I'm God.
Silence and stillness is part of spending time with
and
God.
And that's powerful.
It is one of the means you get to experience God.
Sure. Be silent.
Be silent.
Be
just
silent.
Be there.
Yeah.
Be
in
there.
A room.
Don't try to
to be too spiritual.
No. It's not. Yeah. Be still. Be sure. Quiet. Mm. Be quiet. Mm. You see, so most of the times when we think of spending time with God, we have to be praying nonstop.
And tongues and big words.
No,
yeah.
Please,
yeah.
It's not like that. So when you look at Joshua chapter 6, 1 through the whole chapter, you see, God told Joshua that let the people march around for victory to come. I'm teaching you something. Mm. What it looks like when you are waiting upon me. Let them march around the city of Jericho 7 times, but in silence.
You know, I would think the pastor is that starting to lose his mind.
You see now, in silence.
Sure.
Sometimes, you see, it looks stupid when God gives certain instructions.
Sure.
But it is there his power lies.
Wow.
So sometimes, if you lock up your door and you are in there spending time with God, allow silence to work.
Sure.
You see, when you are still, it is not your body that is still. It is not your spirit. But God wants your soul, your mind, your emotions, and your willpower to be stabilized.
Mm.
And when they are stabilized, what then happens? You must set it upon him.
Amen. Mm.
You see, so God told prophet Isaiah 26:3. You see, the man who keeps his mind upon me, who fixes his eyes upon me, will have that perfect peace.
Yeah.
So if we are to wait upon the Lord in our silence, let us love the Lord with our mind.
Amen.
Set your mind upon him. Mm. Enjoy him.
Mm.
Just as we enjoy the company of other people.
Yeah.
So we have to just allow our minds to meditate.
Yeah.
In our silence, think about God.
Mm.
You are spending time with him. Already you are waiting.
Mm.
That is through the waiting. So in the silence, God talks.
Sure.
In the silence, revelations are dropped in your spirit.
Things move.
They move.
Hey.
You see, so it is whereby you get to experience the power of God.
Mm.
When God told Joshua, let them be quiet as they march about, he was teaching them the power of silence.
Amen.
And on the seventh day, they should just sound the trumpet.
Mm.
Now, God did something that is so amazing that I want us to practically also add as we are waiting.
Mm.
When you are waiting upon the Lord, learn to bring in spiritual music.
Sure.
Powerful worship songs.
Mm.
Why am I saying that? When God said the people should be silent, he told Moses at the background, whilst they are marching, let the priests hold musical instruments and blow.
Mm.
As they sing, they should sing, but let the people not pray.
Mm.
Let the people not talk.
Mm.
Let them not make noise.
Mm.
But at the background, I want spiritual music to
Amen.
Be going on.
Amen.
So sometimes as you are waiting upon the Lord in your silence, you can have some music, worship, powerful spiritual worship playing. Because it keeps the atmosphere spiritually charged.
Sure.
And that motivates you into the presence of God. You are able to enjoy and keep it more longer.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like Pastor, time is jealous.
My God.
Time is jealous. This is powerful. Please lead us in prayer. Thinking of the lady who mentioned that she's asking prayers for the son, and also Michelle and her husband who has been waiting. Please lead us. And all the listeners, you know, those who are sick, trusting God for jobs, lead us in prayer.
Wherever you are listening to me, I want us to be in a mood of prayer just for some few seconds. Oh, precious Lord, glory be to your holy name. Le praso te ke priando ile kaparos impalo brakuria basataya ndelebe brosha patori ambara basuka pateli andele. Holy Spirit of God, Father Lord, you have called us, O Lord, as one family
Amen.
And as your children. Whoever that is listening to me, I pray for all listeners, and I pray for my dearest ones who brought upon the studio their request. Father, you know our hearts. I lift before you the hearts of your children. I pray that, Lord, anything that your children are waiting upon you for, I have trusted you and I know you. You are a faithful God, and you prepare us for the greater miracles and greater blessings. I know that as you are preparing your children for greater testimonies, equip them by the power of your spirit. I pray that you turn sorrows into laughter. I pray that, Lord, anything that seems to be sad within their spirit, I pray that it turns to be joy. The anointing that breaks yoke, I pray that, Lord, you release your power to break every yoke and addiction upon anybody. I pray that, Father Lord, your peace that surpasses all understanding will rest upon your children. Let it guard their hearts and minds in all that they do. I pray that, Lord, the spirit of revelation and wisdom, as your children are learning to wait upon you, I pray that you continue to reveal yourself to them. Prepare them, O God, to see your glory. As you covered the clouds, O God, with your glory, as Moses entered the clouds, let your glory also fill your children. I pray that anyone expecting anything, any blessing from you, ye who is able to deliver and give it more abundantly than we can think or imagine, may it be so for them, Lord, according to their faith. Release your power of blessings upon your children. Any person whose way is blocked, I pray that, Father, the way be made straight. I come against the works of darkness that hovers and destroy and cause gloominess upon the souls of men. I pray you lift every saddened heart, O God, and you replace it with a heart of joy. Cause your children to laugh and to enjoy your blessings each and every moment of the day. And let grace abound upon their lives today, now, and forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Emmanuel.
Thank you too.
If
Thank
the
you
Radio
too.
Pulpit listeners would like to keep in touch with you, do you have a ministry number where we can get you? Where do we get hold of you?
Oh, yes. You can get me on this number,
083-5094-7266. So they are welcome to call and WhatsApp this
definitely,
number. Okay,
definitely.
Family, if you need to keep in touch with Pastor Emmanuel, you're welcome to contact him on the number 083-5094-7266. 5094726. And I always say this, you know, sometimes we should respect people's time, so we don't text at night or call them at night, but you know, between reasonable hours, between 8 and 4,
definitely,
you know, you can always call or text 083-5094-726. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm happy to have you here. I will definitely have you back next time.
Definitely.
We really thank God for you. And may He continue using you and
Amen.
Opening great doors for you.
Amen.
Right now, we're going to go to news headlines. And if you need to keep in touch with Pastor Emmanuel, do contact him 083-5094-726.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.